This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Saturday Magazine. Thank you, Dave, again.
You're welcome.
You're at Saturday Magazine with Fiona and Nevena on our Christmas Eve Day show. Nevena, who do we have up next?
Next, we have the pleasure of speaking with pop culture specialist Sam McGowan. So Sam is a writer and filmmaker. He's also the co-host of Gatekeeping, a weekly pop culture podcast, and is currently Australia's number one producer of Theo James Thirst tweets. And following Sam, we've got an incredible array of guests. We're going to be chatting to Brenton Geyer about Melbourne arts and culture news, Roger Unger about his new documentary Shape, and then very topical, Fiona, we're going to be talking with Joel Gilmore about how to win at Bad Santa.
So now, Sam, we really want to know, tell us about Avatar.
Straight into it, hey.
Thanks for being on the show, Sam. Welcome.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Look, Avatar, I would recommend everyone sees it. It's wonderful. It's incredible. Have you seen it?
Not yet. So no spoilers, please, Sam.
No spoilers. No, it's honestly, it's unlike anything I've ever seen. It's, I mean, it looks incredible visually. And then you kind of remember that it's all not real, like it's all made in a computer, and it's truly, truly mind-blowing.
So do you sort of step outside and think you're going to start seeing blue people?
Yeah, I'm like in the water, I'm looking for these whale things, and, you know, I want to live on Pandora. I really felt that, you know, post-Avatar depression they talk about.
Not only is this time of year where everyone should be going to see Avatar, but there's also another event happening, and that is Christmas. So that's music, movies and references. But beyond Christmas, what else is happening in pop culture at the moment, Sam?
I mean, it's a little bit of a quiet week. It always is with Christmas. But probably the big thing, last night on Netflix, the new Knives Out movie came out, Knives Out Glass Onion. That, again, I would highly recommend. It's really funny. It's got a great story. It's smart. It's weird. It's a real crowd pleaser. I think it'd be a great one for the holidays. The other bit of huge news, Ava Max released a new song. I don't know if you're familiar with her work.
No.
Oh my goodness. We are no. So out of touch.
Sam, please teach us.
Well, Ava Max is a pop singer. She's kind of like this random woman who just came from nowhere and puts out just these great little pop songs. But she's been putting out some really good singles for her new album. So that is the other thing I would recommend. Listen to Ava Max. She's also got a Christmas song if you're feeling in the spirit.
Oh, amazing. Ava Max, we're just looking her up. She is incredible, and we both feel very, very, very remiss for not knowing who Ava is. We will be listening to her in the car driving to wherever we are going today or tomorrow.
Just to hear her for the rest of the show.
And also, now, we were talking a little bit earlier about the best queer films of the year, and one of the films that was pointed out was Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Now, I'm a huge fan. Have you seen it? And if so, what do you think this is something that people should check out?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, it's a while ago now. But yeah, I love that movie. It's I feel like now people are a bit like, it's kind of cool to like not like that movie now, which is
really
weird. Because, yeah, well, maybe it's just like weird people on Twitter, you know, like people who like to just hate like the new thing. But yeah, I loved it. I found it really emotional. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, I've never seen a movie like that before, you know, like the editing and the, you know, the tone and that story, like it's, you know, it's really using that medium of cinema in a really interesting way, but then it also has that really nice story, you know, to engage you.
And Sam, we touched earlier on the importance of Theo James memes, images, and that's come from the second season of the cult smash The White Lotus, which had tongues wagging for many reasons. Did you rate the second season, and why do you think Theo James, lead hunk, caught so many eyes?
Because he's really hot, of course. No, but I really enjoyed the second season. It's I love the first season, but this season I thought it kind of stepped everything up. It felt a bit more, the relationships felt a bit more complicated. You had, of course, Theo James, Adam DeMarco, Will Sharp. So there's kind of a man for everybody's taste in there, which I loved. No, I loved it. I mean, and particularly Jennifer Coolidge, of course, her storyline this season. Not to spoil anything, but I thought it was really interesting how she kind of, she became, I mean, she's always been this gay icon, but the way in the second season they kind of deconstruct that in a way, and they're kind of looking at like what gay men do to, you know, women like her, they kind of like tear them to shreds in a way, right? Like, you know, they're attracted to her because she's this fabulous woman who's got like a bit of tragedy to her, but I just found that a really interesting angle that I hadn't really seen much in media, just kind of being a bit reflective with that.
Beck Shaw, cultural icon, she made this really interesting point about The White Lotus, in that Mike White is queer and he just brought this fascinating perspective to it, and season two is very much focused on sex. Do you think we need more queer TV producers to be making this incredible content?
Honestly, yes. Like, I that's what I feel when I watch The White Lotus. It's refreshing to see. And you know, we talk about the hot men in the show, but really, you can tell it's from this queer gaze, because you're getting like, you know, these gratuitous shots of like Will Sharp in the shower, and like, look, I like the content of the show too. I don't just watch because of that, but I don't know. It's refreshing, and also I think it like has this kind of, it's almost like an outsider's perspective on these kind of, I guess it's like power dynamics in a heterosexual relationship. Mm. I mean, the show through and through, you can tell it's made by a gay man, really. Which I found a really nice change of point of view.
Now, do you have any other recommendations, Sam, for our listeners of things that they might want to binge or watch during the coming break, if they're having a break?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's a bit of an odd one, but I would highly, highly recommend Better Call Saul to everyone. That is a TV show that finished up this year after quite a while. I think it's 6 seasons, maybe. That was probably one of my highlights of the year on TV. Probably that and White Lotus, my top two. It's, it's a spin-off from Breaking Bad, if people haven't heard of it. But it's like a drama. It's funny. It's, surprising. It's sad. It's kind of one of my biggest, and the end, like it just ended so perfectly. I really haven't been moved by a TV show as much as that moved me in quite a long time, to be honest. And my other recommendation would be The Comeback, which is an old sort of cult show starring Lisa Kudrow from Friends. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's like, it's only 2 seasons. It's a sitcom that ran back in the, not a sitcom, sorry, a comedy that ran back in the 2000s. It's really funny. It's really smart. No one's really seen it except for like random gay people. So I want like more people to see it, please, because I always want to talk about it.
And lastly, Sam, do you have any advice for friends or relatives who might be zooming around getting their last minute Christmas gifts for queer members of the family?
Yes. This isn't like a specifically queer angle, but the IMAX cinema in Melbourne, and this is also like a Melbourne specific gift, so you've got to be here. But the IMAX here does like a membership. It's $30. It changed my life getting this membership. You get like a free ticket. I think you get like discounts on the candy bar, and you get to like access tickets earlier. So if you love movies, that's a really good choice. I'm not sponsored by IMAX, even though it sounds like that. I would honestly just recommend it. And you know what? If you get the membership, you can go and see Avatar in the IMAX. So
two for
perfect.
One. That sounds amazing. Hey, Sam, thank you so much. We really appreciate all your tips and suggestions. We have run out of time, unfortunately.
And it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
It's been my pleasure too. Thank you. Have a good holiday.
All right, you too.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.